3 foot.
Oh, we're widescreen though, big format.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XI Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise. My name is Chris, and tonight you are joined by all of us at this table. I've lost it with the intros. Yeah. We don't have it anymore.
It's not cold. It's not blustery. That's the problem.
Oh, that's what's true. You off. I know.
It's a warm blustery evening.
Where's the blustery coming out of?
Wind. Wind is bluster. That's what bluster is.
I know like
there's a bit of wind.
There is no bluster right there.
It's an unseasonably mild blustery evening. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me, and thank you for joining us on episode 14 of the XI Gaming Podcast.
It is episode 14.
Did we sort this out last week?
Yeah. Episode 14, six away from the big 2-0.
Ooh, yeah.
The big 20-0.
God. Our podcast is now in its moody teens.
It is. Yeah, this is the moody teens.
It's going to be so hard to put up with.
We were looking to start fresh from like 10 to 20. You know, we were like, you know, first 10's done. They're like the house 10. This is the second 10. Now I think that once we get to 20, that'll be the house 20. And we'll go. You know, like you do something. Like, I don't know. Let's say you have like
your
this
pilot
pack of cookies, okay?
Your pilot.
So you have 4 cookies, but really you have 3 cookies because you give one to the house. Uh-huh. You know, you don't actually have 4, but you do have 4. Yeah,
I get it.
Not a clue. Thank you for joining us on May 2nd. We're on this day, 1945. The Battle of Berlin ends as the Soviet Army takes Berlin. 2011. Osama bin Laden, the FBI's most wanted man in the world, is shot and killed. Apparently, by U.S. Special Forces.
Not one shred of proof.
No. And in 2012, The Scream, which is a painting by Norwegian Edvard Munch. A pastel version sells at auction for $119,922,500 US dollar.
Bargain.
Yeah.
Why?
That was my exact thought when I seen that.
Cause art. Is that the one that was like went missing for like 20 years though or something like that?
The Mona Lisa went missing.
I don't think the Scream went missing though, did it? Yeah.
This one was missing for
like... Is the screen that got there? Like,
It was missing for like a really long time.
So was it, yeah?
I got a picture of the screen. No, I won't.
I don't... See, that's what I hate about art.
You just make us into the screen.
You just need one person to...
That'd be cool. Can we all do that?
Let's not. I'm glad that you did it though.
No, but art's so wrong. You just need one person with sort of, you know, expertise in the field to say that is phenomenal.
That's a masterpiece.
And the money just boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And it's a black square.
I know exactly. People standing back looking.
Yeah. It sends a message, that black square. You know,
like if we went to an art exhibition, that would be funny. We'd be like,
could we do that?
We should do that.
We went to one in school for GCSE art. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, right.
But it was like proper artwork.
Yeah, some of the stuff was pretty good. Like,
it was like proper drawings, you know, that you look back and be like, fuck, something.
No, but you'd have to make sure it was a snooty, you know, art exhibition.
We could kind of go with scarves and like hats and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Art.
I grew a goatee.
Mm. How much is this? 200,000. Looking more around the million range,
I know.
You know.
I don't want to.
This is going in.
Break my £500,000 note.
This is going in the lounge.
It's going in the drawing room.
It's going in the studio.
I don't understand art either.
It's going in the studio.
I don't really. What should we do?
Put
we should
it right next to Ratchet and Clank.
Fuck going to somewhere. We should create a piece of art for the studio.
We should.
And we'll stand back and call it art.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can call it anything art.
Just
like
a square.
You can literally just like fucking
fuck
a turn on the floor there and go art.
Yeah, if you fuck
a
tin
of paint against
the wall. It can like symbolize how today's youthful society is splattering the pavement with.
Yeah. See if you sell that shit, that works.
That's what I mean. Yeah, if you get like a
fuck,
line,
I was thinking about it.
The imagery there was quite graphic, though. Splattering the pavement.
No, but he worded it in such a way that I was getting the check. We're good.
It is the bank holiday weekend.
Who still uses checks, Paddy?
Okay,
get out of here.
Businesses
like us,
rich people. Rich people would use checks, I think.
Yes, we have official Xsite gaming checks.
Yeah, we do.
I
think we do.
That's fine.
But you only use them if you're banned from Mercedes or BMW.
And they don't bounce.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No. The one check that don't bounce, XI Gaming. Get yours now.
Don't do anything.
Like I said, it is the bank holiday weekend. We are doing our podcast the day after the bank holiday weekend. How were your bank holiday weekends? How have your weeks been from we last podcasted it up in our lovely warm studio?
I'm sure it's been cold, blustery night. But I can't for the life of me remember much.
Did you do much over the weekend?
The weekend, yeah, I did a little. I took it easy, like, most part. Went, Met up with a couple of friends yesterday.
I thought he was going to say something real sarcastic. I took it easy, you know. I just went
skydiving,
power sailing.
There's some guy on the radio this morning sailing. Who was like, "Yeah, I had a quiet one this weekend. Got a tattoo." Like, yeah, he's taking it easy. Like, in the
whole well,
how are you coming along with your tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, it's firmly in place.
Oh,
for
that's right. You told me
at the minute the 22nd of June is the day, and the tattoo artist reckons he can do it in one sitting. Which is
I think we should go on
that
the day.
Would be class.
Just drop in for 5 minutes, take a picture. Do a podcast for
me crying like a bitch.
Could no. we do that?
No, no, we
no, we could. You never know.
What? We couldn't do. We could barely do one in a car, let alone a tattoo parlor.
But it would be good publicity for him. We'll call it art.
When he's getting your accent tattoos.
I've got mine.
I've got
yeah,
mine.
I've got mine.
It's sensitive area though, so.
Yeah, we can't show. We can't show it.
Why did we all go for sensitive area?
I just thought that no one else would do it.
we're too alike.
Yeah, met up with some friends. We had the Excite LAN party on Saturday.
I knew we did more
on Saturday past there, which D cleaned up in Modern Warfare 2 as he did, and then I wiped the floor in Mario Kart Wii on the first four races. other than that, it's been quiet. I had my birthday.
That's true.
On Sunday, went to Belfast, did some shopping, didn't buy a game.
You look older.
Do I look older? Mm-hmm. I feel older.
You definitely
do. I don't feel older at all.
No,
actually,
you don't look any different.
It's so silly.
You got a
haircut. I did. I'll not feel older until like I'm 30. And then I'll be like, God, I'm 30.
Mm-hmm. Then you're really old. I'll still be 24.
Yeah.
Technology.
Went to TGI Fridays in Belfast.
Nice.
Asked me what I had to eat.
What did you have to eat?
Everything. What? How?
Because I know.
Okay, what I have, dude?
You had a burger?
Nope.
Ah. Oh, dude, right off the bat. You had nachos.
No.
Oh, fuck, Chris. Come on, what am I here?
He's one of them. He said he had everything.
Go, so it's your turn.
He obviously had a burger.
He had everything, yeah. So, right, it's your turn. Whoever guesses first wins.
Christopher had...
Oh, this is noisy.
He had
noisy.
I don't know. Chicken fucking fillets.
Yes.
Breaded chicken.
Yes. Oh. Well, kind of. I had chicken tenders.
That's
you had onion rings?
That's what they
no,
said.
No. Ashley had onion rings. I don't like onion rings.
Why?
I just... don't see like I honestly think onion rings
burger.
Should,
onion rings on a burger.
I don't get that.
I don't like onion rings. I just thought it was something you eat. There's not much you don't eat like.
No, there's not. Onion rings would be one thing I don't really eat.
Quite nice. I like the batter on
them. I had mozzarella dippers also and loaded potato skins, which I highly recommend for anybody going to TGI
Friday. Potato skins.
Yeah. So it was like a potato right?
Yeah.
So they cut the potato.
Yeah.
And then they kinda hollow it out a little bit. Uh-huh. And then they're like I think they like deep fry it or something. And they take it out, and then they load it up with cheese and bacon.
So really, they got rid of all the good part. All
they
of
get
the
rid of the nutrients.
Yeah, well, the most
skin.
Of the potatoes.
Well, the skin has lots of nutrients. That's what I was always told. Eat the skins.
There was a little bit of potato left. Also had a chocolate milkshake.
Nice, nice.
It was kind of like, remember the chocolate milkshakes I got in America?
Yeah.
Remember Johnny Rockets?
I don't think I ever got one, so I can't really compare.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm sure they were good, though.
Oh, they were fantastic.
It looked good. It wasn't like a big tall glass.
You kind of had to make it yourself, which is the only thing I didn't like. You had to pour it out yourself.
I pay you to do this.
Yeah, you had to pour it out into your own cup.
Fuck me.
No.
I wouldn't go back.
No. I mean, if I'm paying for it, I want it in the glass. It was a very nice meal. And then went shopping, like I said. Went to get some games. Didn't buy a single game.
Didn't buy a single game.
But have started The Last of Us. So,
yes.
Very looking forward to seeing how that
anyone
goes.
Anyone watching, please spoil it on him.
No.
He will love that.
Please don't. What else? Watched the snooker last night.
What else?
It was a quiet weekend. I just had a lot of food.
It was pretty good.
United disappointed again.
Oh, yes, yeah, indeed.
City
yes,
also
like.
Fucked up, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, they did.
No, but Liverpool won, so.
I know, there's a brilliant goal scored. Champions League's on tonight.
Champions League is on tonight.
Not tonight. Last night. There's more on
there's
tonight.
There's more on tonight. Yeah, you can catch up with it.
And then the Europa League's tomorrow.
Yep.
Yes.
No, because you're not in it.
What are you eating? Show what you're eating.
I'm eating a six pack of Bakers, but not a six pack. Just a
yeah, they didn't give him the packets.
One. Yeah.
That's amazing. No packets included.
How was your weekend, Paddy?
Great, we went to Loch Goyle yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and that weather, like,
mm-hmm.
Just standing around the lake. First time we've really had
the big lake, was it?
Out properly.
I was actually at Loch Goyle the weekend myself.
It's lovely, but
yeah.
I forgot how good it was.
Yeah.
But it needs to be a good day in order to enjoy it.
Well, I went golfing, so I didn't enjoy the scenery as such.
How?
Because I went golfing.
But like, it's not like you're blind to the scenery. That's the whole point of golfing, isn't it?
I know.
You
kind
of go like, right, no. And then you stand there for about 10 minutes. It's nice. It's really nice.
Remind me never to go golfing. Yeah, we did the golfing.
We should go golfing. We should go golfing.
I can't golf for shit.
Neither can I, but that's the fun.
Myself, you, and a friend of ours went golfing some years ago in Castle Blaney, do you remember? Yeah.
I don't think I finished. I lost so many fucking balls.
The best part of that for me was we went home and had pot noodle sandwiches.
I hadn't had one before.
And they're delicious. Terrific.
Do you know what I had? I don't know why I'm bringing this up now, but I made noodle soup there like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
Just like, it was
like chicken noodles?
Kung Fu Panda.
No, it was vegetable soup, right?
Okay.
But like, I wanted more than just soup.
So you put noodles in.
Someone said like, you know, you ever put like pasta into soup?
I've put pasta in soup.
I was like, no, I've never done that.
Fucking terrific.
Went to the cupboard to get the pasta and I seen noodles. I was like, noodle soup could be nice. Fucking delicious.
Yeah?
Really, really works.
Okay.
Works really, really good. It's like a pot noodle. It is.
It's fucking raw, James.
Who is that?
Oh, what? We stumped him.
Oh. I thought that was pretty good too. I would have got that straight off the bat. You got it, Chris?
I got it. GR?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's GR.
GR. Oh, yeah. No, no clue.
No.
Okay. Really?
Are you still playing Andromeda?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, how's that going?
Gary Reynolds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gary Reynolds.
Famous TV GR. Chef. Gary Reynolds.
Oh, is that who? No, it didn't sound like him.
No.
Yes, it did.
Did it?
Yeah. Well,
I thought it sounded... No, because no.
It's the best a Northern Irish man can do.
Yeah. I thought it sounded...
I don't know any
like
Northern Irishman.
No.
Like a fucking... What do you call that? Jason Statham type? Not Gordon Ramsay's we're talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can say it now.
Yeah.
GR.
Yeah.
Had Grimesy, I call him.
Had some cake the other weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
You tell the people how much weight you put on.
A stone. In Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, in 5 days. I just had so much.
And this is with no training, obviously.
Oh, I was training.
You were training as well. I was training. What would you have put on?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the thing.
I think a lot of it's just water weight, you know, the normal shit.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling myself. Just water weight.
He's in for a grueling week, but
you are.
When's your next cheat day?
2 weeks.
Tomorrow. gotta shock that metabolism.
Anything else? Have we? Our weeks are so shit.
We've seen Guardians.
Yeah.
Oh, we've seen Guardians. Yeah. Oh my god. We tell them Paddy about Guardians.
Oh my god.
Anyone who hasn't seen Guardians, go and see Guardians. It is.
Is
a
it?
Riot.
Is
Guardians
it?
Of the Galaxy dose. There it is.
Over there. Yeah.
Under our sheet. It's fantastic, wasn't it?
It's very good, yeah.
And we kind of had that dilemma as well. Did you tell them about the dilemma we had beforehand? So we went and got food beforehand, yeah, and then we were sitting. And
I like this.
So we got like our popcorn and drinks beforehand, and we were like, do we get a... You said you wanted a small popcorn and a large drink.
We went for food before the cinema, right?
Yeah, which is always the worst thing to do.
Well, I mean, you'd think it's smart because in that way you're not going to, you know, buy a popcorn and stuff you don't really want.
Well, me and you, Chris, will always go for a large regardless. Did you go for a large this week?
Well, you see, this is the thing. We'll get to this, okay?
So, okay. Just after, you know, a meat and a drink. So you're kind of like...
I like the way you duck at me. And we're like, me and you will always go for a large, but the kid over there will always get the...
Yeah. His juice box is your kid's tray.
When it comes to junk food, I will eat in massive quantities.
Yeah.
But when it comes to regular food, I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just a fat fuck with both.
You had so many sweets at my house on Saturday. That like tub of sweets that it was like, why are we still eating these?
Oh, the sour ones that just like rip the roof of your mouth.
No,
shit.
They were like dummies. They were kind of like a dummy kind of key kind of shape.
I seen on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get them?
What have I put on Instagram now? Good God.
They're a penny sweet that I have not seen in a very long
time. Rhubarb custards?
Oh, man.
Aisling bought me them for Christmas.
Well,
bought the box of them. Yeah, did you eat them in my house? No,
the
wee rhubarb and custards.
Oh, them things are just
There's
no stopping.
Yeah.
My parents are just back from a wedding.
Uh-huh. Right.
There were 7 stone of sweets.
What?
7 stone of sweets.
Oh, thanks, I couldn't hear you there. That's good. Thanks for clearing that one up, dude.
7 stone of sweets.
Like 7 stone of sweets is what they were eating, or were these like the little like
the penny sweets, like, you know?
Yeah.
Just that's how much.
Was it? Oh, it was one of them sweet carts. Was it?
Oh,
I don't know. They were just saying.
Or were they wee like favors like that? But
no.
Seven stone of favors.
They were told like, you go up and fill up yourself. Like,
yeah.
Did your mom and dad?
Oh, they did. Sure. Came back with a fucking
like a sweet cart. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Pretty good stuff.
7 stone.
I'll have one of those.
7 stone's quite a lot.
Yes.
I'll not leave it.
Oh, yes. Popcorn.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we ate and it was like, we're kind of full.
Yeah.
And Dee was like, I might just go for a small popcorn, large drink,
yeah.
which was going to come to £5.90. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it'd be safer off just paying an extra £10 and getting a regular drink and a regular popcorn. So it's a regular combo. Yeah.
But I want the large drink.
He wanted the large drink.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'll just get the large. You're like, okay, then I'll just get a large drink and a regular popcorn, which was then going to come to £3.80 and £2.90.
Yeah, it was coming to like £6.00. Like, 80 or something, yeah. or something. It was coming up to more
than a large,
than
combo.
A large combo, which was yeah. 650.
So I kind of convinced myself out of it. I goes, no, fuck it. I'll just go for the regular because, like, I get by with a regular drink.
I thought the exact same thing too. I was like, I didn't want food. I didn't want popcorn.
Yeah.
I just wanted the drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just get a large drink, and small popcorn. And we're standing in line, and how do we add this up? Because eventually you had that like brainwave. You looked at me and you're like, Chris. Why would
I think it's combo?
You said,
no,
you said okay, so we'll just go for get our large drink, or small popcorn, and we're like, well, but it's only 10p more for the regular combo,
yeah.
And then you said, okay, I'll just get large drink, regular popcorn,
yeah.
And then that's what we realized that costs more than the large combo,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know, no brainer, get the large,
combo. Get the large combo. We didn't want the large combo,
no.
Oh, we both got cream eggs as well, and he was having a shit fit over this fucking cream egg.
Like, where am I supposed to put this thing when I have a large drink and a large popcorn?
In the popcorn.
I did that. It melted.
What?
It melted.
Was it fresh off the fucking press?
Must have been, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it was warm. Know, like, yeah.
There was residual heat in the corn, in the kernels of the corn, and it was held in my hand for a long time. I was like, what am I doing with this?
Yeah.
I didn't want the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. But they give it to me. I'm not going to throw it away.
Why were they giving away cream eggs?
It's like a promotion combo. That they do. Every like large and share combo.
Anyway.
We wouldn't have got one. Had we
did
got
anybody?
A combo.
No. I seen they were giving away like Guardians posters.
No. No one did that. I didn't find out about that until I went in.
Did no like, one, no one sung the song to them or something?
It's like
this is what you had to do.
It was like if you do like the Baby Groot dance,
oh,
you get a poster.
Yeah, who the fuck
you
is
know
doing
what
that?
Baby Groot dances.
You know at the end.
The first
yeah, yeah. Oh. Not a chance. No.
Yeah.
I am fine going to see just this film, and if he dances, he dances.
And taking a poster later.
Just take it off.
Take it off the wall. Thank you.
I think the moral of our story is that.
Oh, so how far through? You finish your drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, complete. Yeah. But that was a thing.
How did we get on with popcorn?
By the opening 10 minutes of the film, my popcorn was gone. And I said to him, I said to him when we were sitting during the trailer, I was like, I'm going to do this in 10 minute bursts. I'm going to eat for 10 minutes, put it down, and that way I'll fill up and then I'll not want as much popcorn. And then it just got to the point where it was just like mindlessly throwing popcorn into my mouth because I got a mixture of sweet and salted and I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, yeah.
I
cut the mouth of me though.
The top of your mouth?
Yeah. I would get a large.
Yeah.
All the time. But I have yet, I think I've maybe finished one of them. I am that full by the popcorn alone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's madness.
But I didn't
That's
want
why
it.
I wouldn't eat before the cinema.
See, I thought the whole reason I was eating is so I wouldn't get a big popcorn. Yeah. I did that. And then as I sat down, I realized that was exactly their plan.
Yep.
They knew that it's impractical to get a large drink and a small popcorn.
Or a large drink and a regular popcorn. Yeah. You know, that's what it was. A large drink and a regular popcorn was $6.50. And the large combo, which was the large popcorn and large drink, was $6.50.
Oh,
and you copped that on
yes,
the line.
Yes,
you're like,
yes,
why are we not just getting the large?
And how much popcorn did you eat?
I ate the most of
yeah,
it.
The most
sure.
Yeah,
the most. But like, I didn't want it.
Just wrap it up.
I was just sit there.
Take it home?
Yeah.
We had that kind of dilemma too. Like, would you take popcorn home if you weren't
no.
finishing? No.
You throw it in the bin, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. But you would take like a Pick & Mix cup home.
Although it's...
Did I make cream egg?
Yeah.
No, I took it home. Give it to my brother, yeah. I don't like cream eggs.
I don't. So
I got a cream egg Easter egg and there's still like four of them sitting there.
They're overrated.
Very overrated, yeah.
You know, and then you always get these ones that are like, oh, I wasted on a big egg while the shit. No, you don't.
We spoke about this before. Yeah.
Like cut that shit right at the core.
I know, yeah.
You know, the stuff inside it is what's sickening about it. The chocolate's actually quite nice because it's what Cadbury.
It's the mix. You have to get the mix right. Like, you can't just make a fucking massive one, because then it's all cream and it's just not
good. Well, I'm not a big ice cream eater, but we went and actually got ice cream today.
What?
It was another company begin with proper Italian ice cream. It was fucking lovely, like. But I just stuck to bubblegum because I liked it.
I like bubblegum as well.
There was a cream egg one.
Oh, no.
A Sinead gun, she says it was okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like she said, it didn't really taste like cream egg, but you could see where they were going.
Was there
with
a cream egg McFlurry at some point?
There still is.
There still is.
Well, I'm not sure if they're still running it.
I don't know, because they are. Because it's side by side with the Dairy Milk Caramel one, which is phenomenal.
Has Monopoly finished in McDonald's?
It has.
Yeah.
Did you get
them? I was looking. No. I like emptied my wallet out from like the time we went. Oh, yeah. And all these wee things. So I was like, oh, I'm going to use these. It's like, I'll wait till my next cheat meal.
I have every Now TV pass for a month. You know when you have 10 Spurs or something, yeah, you get a pass.
Oh, God, no.
I have one of everything. I have a sports pass to use.
A sports pass?
Like I had an hour while the child was in hospital, so that was quite a lot of McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, as you do, yeah. Oh, and then we also came up with Fryer Talks' new slogan.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're sitting in...
Expensive, but rubbish.
No.
That's all right. Kind of rubbing around, I think.
We were kind of going with... I thought it was... Because I've heard of good food fast, and I can't remember where I've heard that slogan from. And I said to Dee, is there good food fast? And we're like, no, it's definitely not fast. It may be good food, but it's not fast.
No, certainly not fast.
So what did you come up with?
I didn't come up with nothing.
You did. You had a really good one. It was like Midland food. Midland. No. Good food, Midland quick.
Good food, Midland quickish.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And then we went outside and seen that their actual slogan is good food, no nonsense.
No nonsense, yeah.
No nonsense, good food. Because you were like, it's definitely up on the outside of the building. It's like smeared across.
What? That's such nice a fucking unflattering term. Like, just smeared across the building. It's not up there in lights or not. It's just smeared across there.
No, Fryer Talks is just fucking mediocre. That last two times we've been, it's just not been nice.
That's it. We've discussed it. We discussed this last day, and I was like, this is kind of like our thing before we go for a podcast. We'll just get a Fryer Talks, even if it's rubbish. We just eat it anyway because
that last day.
But it's not as if it's cheap. It's a lot of money. It's like seven, a tenner.
Yeah. You don't get much back from a tenner. Yeah.
But like the last time we were there, like it took a little longer. We had to sort out the fucking line because it was taking so long.
Oh God. Yeah, we sorted out the line. I was standing like, and D was here, and like you know the way they're terrible for taking orders and that. Yeah,
take forever.
Like the sea, and then like,
nah.
And like we walked in, and there was a big aisle queue. Like, and this is about 40 minutes to go before cinema. And we were like, we have to get up here. And then D was like, "There's not a chance it's moving quick." So he goes, "When you go up in order, ask them, can you take my order too, but we'll pay separately." And I was like, okay, but this may confuse the brains of the people working here. So the guy came up. The guy was like, can I take your order? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I want whatever, chicken supreme.
Two chicken supreme.
And I was like, but I want another one, and I want to pay separately. And he was like, no problem. I was like, okay. Beeped in with a paid contactless, make it all move quickly. Beep, moved to the side, and then he literally just went to D. What do you want? D was like, chicken supreme. Same. Beep, move to the side. This fella was on a roll, and he was like, next. Yeah. And he just started taking people, and we were like, get that man a raise. Get that man.
Employee of the month.
Yeah. He did very, very well. Because he wasn't taking anybody's orders until we came up, and we kind of just brought him back to life.
How long?
You know what you need your you need, you
did
need
you not order his?
He did, yeah. I didn't order a step when I go, chicken supreme. I'm paid for it.
Yeah, we paid separately.
Okay. Are you sure he charged you separately?
Yeah. Oh.
God, I hope
so. Yeah. Yeah.
Just check your online bank.
Yeah, check my online bank.
Pretty surprised.
We sat down and like the table wasn't even that well cleaned or nothing.
No.
Just like,
we always say this. It's like we said, we literally sat
down. The toilets
down
are like, just why? Don't go near them.
No.
They're like fucking ground zero. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Fuck. They are shocking.
That ground zero.
Yeah. That's deep.
Not like the ground zero.
Oh, yeah. Just as in like they're
just
terrible.
Ground zero of a bomb.
Like yourself.
Yeah. No, they were pretty, they're pretty, I've never been to them, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, I went in just like assuming there were regular toilets, you know, like
I don't know,
usable toilets.
And mediocre food, really slow start.
Also went with a water with my meal because I didn't want to get the fizzy juice, or else the novelty of the fizzy juice would be gone by the time I got to the cinema. And then I went for a Sprite at the cinema, a large Sprite. It was terrific.
You planned too much.
No. Yeah, you were saying about this the last podcast.
I know, but I like to know, you know, I have things worked out.
I'd have been like, yeah, I guess it's Sprite. And then up the cinema, like, give me an aspirin.
No, but then the novelty of the Sprite would have been gone. It just would have been
third Sprite.
Oh, see, you wouldn't have noticed. You would have been sitting during the filming and would be like, this Sprite's more shit. Sprite. But that's because I just had a Sprite. You already filled up my Sprite.
Sprite.
You got a Fanta.
I had a Fanta and then a Coke. Mixed it up a little.
Do you ever get a Fanta Coke mix?
No.
It's brilliant, but you have to mix it Coke first, then Fanta.
How does that make a difference?
I don't know, but it does. You have to get 3/4 Coke, top it up with Fanta, and it's perfect. And then it's like orange Coke. And it's just a nice little kick of orange to your Coke. It's terrific, okay? But if you get Fanta and then just like top it up with Coke.
Oh, so you're saying like, yeah, majority Coke.
And then a wee bit of Fanta.
Quarter Fanta.
Even if you mix it half and half, make sure the Coke's first. For some reason, when you put Coke on top of Fanta, it goes like a horrible, disgusting green color. It's not nice. Many people killed. not good at all. We've kind of veered off. A little bit. But it was a good weekend all around.
It was, yeah.
Very good weekend all around. Did you play many games?
I'm still kicking through Mass Effect Andromeda. I was explaining to Paddy how I think I might have approached it the wrong way.
Okay.
In that I am 45 hours into the game and about 45% finished. On a game that averages around 30 hours. So I think what I've done is, and I think this is almost by design on like the developer's part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you can explore worlds in this, right?
Okay.
And you can make them livable. But you can also just do the story, like.
Okay.
Which is kind of related, but like not really. Mm-hmm. You go to the first world, you get it going, then you like follow the main story.
Yeah.
Whereas I did that, got the first world going, and then I went to the second world, related to the story. And when I got there, I stayed there till I made it good.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's like 100% livable now.
Yeah.
And then it's like, right, I have to nip off here to this other world. And they were like, oh, you got to go to this other world. It needs to be made livable.
But does the game kind of, so what you're saying is the game doesn't necessarily make you make the entire world livable, but you just wanted to?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. I'm in this little, like, there's a map, right? And it's one of those things, as you drive around, like, you map out the area.
Yeah.
And I try to get the whole area mapped out to find out what all I have to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, normally I'd be like, okay, so there's plenty to do here. I'll come back here.
Yeah.
And I just don't.
Ah.
But I think it's kind of because in the older games, you could just, like, whenever you're traveling around, like, planets and stuff, you
yeah.
can just go, like, I go to this planet, and it takes you there.
Yeah.
Whereas in this, like, you've seen a bit of it. It's, like, from the perspective of the spaceship.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you want to go to this one, it flies you there.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like whenever I'm playing, I'm, like, I'm here now, I might as well.
I might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
just be nipping back and forth. Yeah. If I was doing that in real life, I'd be pissed off, wouldn't I? Yeah. Up and down to the shop. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just, like,
okay.
I'll finish off a business here, and then I'll move on.
Okay.
So yeah, and I'm like, I got the achievement for like getting all worlds 100% livable.
Fuck.
And I'm not even, I wouldn't even be near halfway through the story.
Like. That's great. So you've done like a percentage per hour of gameplay, essentially.
Pretty much.
Wow.
And like most people have finished by the main hour in public.
Well, at least you're, yeah, but then they'll probably go back and
yeah.
have to do everything you've fucked. Already done. Yeah.
I'm going to try and fully G it.
Are you?
Uh-huh. You have to do a like an insanity playthrough.
10K G it. 1K G it.
1K G it, yeah.
1 kg.
1 kilogram.
Okay.
And yeah, gonna have to do an insanity playthrough, but that's probably the only hard part it's gonna be. And I have to do a multiplayer, but a multiplayer tutorial.
Is that it?
That's it. The rest you can get like.
Can it be local multiplayer? No. Of course not. Why would they? Yeah. Okay. Well, I have the utmost faith in you that you can do that, Dave.
Thank you.
And what is your next game that you were going on to that you told me?
Oh.
Deus Ex.
No. Batman.
No.
Deus Ex.
Yes.
I want to
Batman.
Play it.
Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh.
Whoa, that was.
Oh.
I can't even cut it. I don't know how.
Knight.
Batman Arkham Knight. K N I T. Not throwing G's in.
I feel like that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Apart from one particular person.
Okay.
No, fuck, if I had done it.
Had I done it?
Well, that's the next game, I know.
Okay.
That is already installed, actually.
Okay.
So I was going to play it to mix up for Mass Effect, but then I didn't get playing anything yesterday. Yeah. And
it's fantastic.
I'm doing this today. So.
I seen Outlast the other day as well in HMV, and it was like 30 quid for the three of them. I was like, this £10 a game.
That's not bad.
I was like, yeah, no, I would happily pay.
So you can get the newest game for £30?
Like, yeah.
And the two old ones.
How long is the first one, Paddy?
I don't know, it's pretty long.
I've heard some reviews of the new one, though. People saying that it's not quite what they expected.
Really?
Just not living up to it, yeah.
I heard something like that, too.
Yeah.
Mixed things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very mixed things.
I will purchase it Tuesday.
Oh, good.
No, today's Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
I look forward to seeing it.
He's not getting that game.
I'll not play it.
No, Tuesday from game. Because remember when we were talking, I was like, you were right. We said in the podcast it was out tomorrow when it wasn't in the UK.
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah.
out 2 days after.
Yep.
I don't know.
But
we've got to retract that statement. Anyone going back to listen to that, the game is now out.
Retract it.
No, but I'll get it anyway. Argus don't have it, Sainsbury's don't have it, so I'm going to have to go to game. Which is
they should have it.
Yes.
If not, Sax will have it. HMV. Yeah.
HMV.
A shop that is just like
noise.
Mind-boggling. Yeah, noise and mind-bogglement.
Really?
Yeah, well, that one in Belfast.
Is he like?
No, just the layout.
Oh, right.
It was like, wow. Although
three floors and mayhem in them.
Six Blu-ray DVDs for 30 quid.
Hmm.
I was like, maybe.
What,
maybe.
New?
Yeah.
Like new films?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
I seen they had Inception, Interstellar, and then I thought, they had Inception, Arrival, and I was like, can I get Interstellar along with this? But they were like the two for like 20 or 10 or some shit. It's like, I know. Although I did see the Batman, the Christian Bale trilogy there as well on Blu-ray.
The Chris Nolan trilogy.
Yeah, but it's Christian Bale.
No.
He is Batman.
No.
I am Batman.
Ah, well, that's true. Okay.
Chris Bale's good too. Well.
But yeah, other than that, have you played anything?
No.
No, waiting on Outlast.
And Injustice 2.
Injustice 2.
But Paddy's just like, no. Stop talking.
No further comments.
No, Outlast 2, Injustice 2. Watch Dogs 2. These are all things that need picked up.
All the seconds, yeah.
No, but Watch Dogs has now took a firm backseat.
Well, yeah, you're waiting for it to come down to like £20 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, and it did.
Ooh.
And I had no money.
Ah.
So it went back up.
Yeah.
It
always
run that route,
yeah.
But no, Outlast and Injustice are in the next two purchases, definitely.
Nice, well done.
Yep.
We shall play Injustice, actually, because you can beat the shit out of each other. It'll be fun.
Oh, so it's like Smash? Oh.
Yeah, but it's a real fighting game.
No, it's not. Smash is real, dude.
Chris
Smash
is telling is me how much he's been trying to get you to play this.
I have no idea.
And I had it on the other day, and all you had to do was turn around and play it. But no.
The only thing
you
I
didn't.
Liked about
you continued to play Call of Duty.
Because it's a good game. The only thing I liked about it being on the other day was the Pokemon theme tune that's playing.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now imagine being a Pokemon beating the shit out of Mario. What's not to like about that?
I don't know.
Imagine being like.
What's to like about it?
Imagine being Charizard just flaming Mario's ass. Yeah.
It was a Pokemon fighting game I played. Yep.
You're God, making this man hate you.
I don't even know if I don't like the game, to be honest. I just don't want to play it.
No, you do. You do like it. I know you like it.
I don't like it.
I know you like it.
Have you never tried it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I never enjoyed it.
Because
like,
so. We only put it on after playing Mario Kart. And it was like, you know, it's hard to live Mario Kart down or up. Do you live up or down?
What?
Like, if I put on a game after a good game, are we trying to live
it's
that game
up?
It's
hard to live up to Mario.
Yeah, it wouldn't live up to Mario.
Yeah. Mario wouldn't live down to it. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm a down-living kind of
guy. I think this takes us on to the news nicely.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, people have just listened to us talk for like 31 and a half minutes.
Yeah, I think you're right,
Chris. Have they? Jesus.
He's away. That's because for those actually watching the podcast, D has put his phone into coverage because he... is on call for his work tonight, but he needs his phone for his news. And you've left the bathroom door open, and there's too much light getting in there.
Oh. Anyway.
It's fine.
That's not. That's
chill, actually.
You feel the chill? I was letting the sun in.
The window's open.
That's how it works, you see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit us up with your news, Andy.
Just me?
Yeah,
well,
I don't.
You have quite a bit. And what you have, we kind of have, so you may as well hit us up, and then I'll just throw in a little
bit. Okay,
I'll did you get the PS5 announcement news?
What?
The PS5, yeah. It's not PlayStation.
No.
It's something else. PS.
Okay.
Patrick. It was good that he played
Star.
That.
Patrick Star. Five. Five.
Yeah.
Yep.
PlayStation did hit 60...
billion.
Is it million or
was
billion?
Was it not 70 and they plan to sell another 60?
60 billion, Chris. There's 7 billion people in the world.
No, but every... yeah. But this
they
is where PlayStation started. A lot of people's PlayStations break. D, you might have to buy two. You're so silly, D. Okay,
we'll start with some Switch news.
Which takes me into my news nicely. I'm just jerking the chain.
I'm going to have some Oreo things.
What you talking about, fool? All right.
Just joshing you.
Breath of the Wild DLC Pack 1 is on the way.
Is on the
way. Is that it?
It didn't. That's all it sealed.
Oh, there you go.
DLC Pack 1 is just a taste of the content included in the expansion pass. And that's it.
Okay. Good bit of news, RD.
Yep. Okay. I don't know. There's DLC coming from Zelda. Like, that's pretty interesting, I suppose. Story player. Single player.
That story player is really, really good in my game. I had good story player mode. So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe became the fastest ever selling Mario Kart game in history. Did you see this? Yeah?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Since April 28th, it has sold 459,000 copies, both digital and disc, which beats Mario Kart Wii's 433,000, which held the record previous. Nintendo stated that means that one out of two Switch owners bought Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on launch day. But now they're kind of waiting to see because Minecraft is coming on May 11th to Switch.
Oh,
and they want to see how it's going to do. But I don't think it'll I do Mario Kart. I think Mario Kart's just too strong. Apparently it's the best in the series as well.
Yeah. It is, but I mean, people. I think people who own other consoles, who have experienced Minecraft before, will pick it up on Switch.
Yeah.
It's not coming to Switch.
For the portability.
It's not?
Nope.
What a disgrace. What a disgrace.
Skyrim's coming to Switch. But Scott. Scott's not.
Skyrim is coming, but like, I mean, Skyrim is like a fucking 10-year-old game by the time it comes to the Switch. Yeah. Isn't it? I don't know when it came out.
What was that game we seen in CEX that day?
Morrowind. It's Skyrim. Yeah. It's the online.
15 years old today.
Morrowind is? Mm. Wow. Cool.
That's the third one in the Elder Scrolls. So we've only had Oblivion and Skyrim.
Yeah, third one. Then Oblivion. I had Oblivion. I didn't like it.
I didn't have it. I never had it. You had... I remember you bought like a DLC thing for it.
I had it. And really enjoyed it.
Oblivion?
Yeah.
You never played it,
though. I had Oblivion. He did not have Oblivion.
I was waiting there. That's not making anything at all.
No.
He knew straight away.
Yeah.
I just don't know you anymore, buddy.
I smell it off him.
No, that's me.
Oh. What else you got, D?
What else I got? I got the herpes. Darksiders 3 reveal.
Uh-huh.
So this has been leaked. It's coming for fucking... It's coming for the fucking PS4. Xbox One and PC. Darksiders 3. Did you ever play Darksiders?
No.
It's a weird kind of a game. It's kind of like a... Underworld type game.
Okay.
You're like a demon or some shit, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is different.
You've only played the fourth?
Yeah.
This is the third.
Yeah, I know.
Cool.
Better said.
You will play as Fury.
Tyson?
I was just about to say that, yes. You'll play as Fury, okay.
What else? A female.
Okay.
A bit like your one there behind you.
Horizon? Aloy.
Aloy.
Aloy! No. We're not doing that.
No,
We did it once.
That was a terrible thing. I should never have
it. No. I will have to edit this.
It sounds pretty interesting to me, I think. The pictures look pretty cool. It looks kind of colourful. It's like a city that's taken over by, like, the underworld or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's like I Am Legend.
Okay. Not too close. Kind of looks like a mix between Aloy and a gear.
Oh, it does look a little like that. Nice and brown.
Yeah.
It really looks like her, actually.
It's probably heavily inspired by her. Well, they're probably in development around the same time, so I don't know.
Who makes it?
It's an open-ended, living, free-form game world in which Fury moves back and forth between environments to uncover. Sounds very like Horizon, actually. And you can defeat the seven deadly sins. I think that's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's cool. That's kind of cool, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's got its signature art style and other whatnot stuff.
Other whatnot stuff, okay.
I think I'll buy that game.
When is it coming?
In the future, Chris.
Oh, walk me through the seven deadly sins.
Lust, greed, jealousy, sloth, gluttony, anger, pride.
That's going to be an interesting one.
He's correct. Is that from Seven?
No, it's from the Dirty Sanchez movie. Swear to God.
Of course.
Unless you thought you knew your stuff there, Chris.
That is it.
Oh, I know that's it.
Yeah.
Just out in 2018, apparently.
Okay.
So, no official stuff. But it's leaked on Amazon. They don't have a release date. I suppose they probably...
You know what, though? Crash got a price. Did you see that?
Yep. 30?
Yeah, but that was with Argus, so...
£30 is great, though. It's £10 per game for me not to like it.
Yeah, it's not too bad, though. Like,
really. No, £30. £10 a game is great, I think. It's a very, very, very reasonable price.
For the remaster of Crash, I was expecting... Like, if they sold it for £55, it would sell for £55.
I think I'm going to go for, like, a Steelbook edition anyway, though. Or maybe collector's.
He's the man who wasn't sure about the game.
I know, but I just want something nice to have with it.
You were right.
I'm a big...
Aye, so that when it's bad, you can say, well, at least I've got this.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I will not enjoy that game. I know.
You will. You definitely will.
Nope. You're back.
I had to close the door.
Okay.
All right.
What else you got?
What else I got?
Yeah. You kind of have news, but are you going to hold on to that news for the main topic? Or do you want to go with that news, which will lead us into...
Well, have you got any more news? Anything that's pertinent?
I've seen the... the predicted Microsoft lineup for E3.
Oh, really?
Obviously, Scorpio. Expect them to do like a feature. I don't know if you call it a feature, but like expect stuff for Minecraft since Microsoft took it over. Phil Spencer came out and said that he has recently visited the Mojang Studios or whatever, and he is fully on board and thinks it's awesome the direction that they're taking with all the new stuff that they have come from Minecraft.
Imagine it was a Minecraft 2 at E3.
Oh.
Holy schnitzel.
Yeah. New IP because they're just really expecting
they
it. They need it. What else did I see? Sequels, but I can't remember what the sequels were. Big sequels.
Crackdown.
Crackdown 3.
Probably.
There were a couple of other ones I forget now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was okay. It was an okay lineup. Nintendo will not be at E3.
They're just going to do their pre.
I think so. Yeah.
E3 announcement thing.
So will I read.
On the floor at E3 at all?
You'd like to think so.
Maybe.
Although, perhaps. No, I think perhaps. They will be there. They just won't do an actual conference. Like an actual event. Yeah, yeah. Because they have to announce some stuff. Surely, surely, Super Mario Odyssey is going to make like a.
I think yeah, but they like to do like a couple of weeks before or after something. Yeah. They do their own announcement and then they show it off at E3.
That's what Bethesda are doing as well. Bethesda.
Bethesda. Are they doing, I think they're doing an announcement this year, aren't they?
I don't think so. No.
I thought they had stuff to announce.
Oh, they are announcing it, but I think they're doing it like a couple of days early.
Oh right, yeah, but yeah,
which is what Microsoft are going to do, which is what Microsoft normally do as well. So they'll do it like the Sunday, and then E3 kicks off on like a Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't.
That could be good.
Why did you see the?
Probably not enough time.
The message some fella sent to Ubisoft.
I think I did.
He's like, The Witcher 3 was a fantastic game.
No, I didn't.
And then they wrote back and said, we didn't make that game. And he goes, yeah, no, you couldn't make one that good.
Yeah, I actually look forward to playing that game as well.
Witcher 3?
Yeah. Can't wait.
It's coming up on your backlog.
It's in my backlog. Was talking to the American, James, and he's put me in the mood to play Stalker. You ever heard of Stalker?
I've heard of it, but I've never really.
It's like an open world in Chernobyl.
Good.
Oh.
Is it a single player game or is it a
single player shooter esque, he said. It's more shooter than RPG. It's more shooter than RPG, but it is open to an extent in Chernobyl.
It's in Chernobyl.
It's in Chernobyl. And it has like all different kinds of. There's like three
different. What are you fighting? Or what are you shooting?
I don't know. There's like three. There's three of them. There's like Chernobyl, I think it's Call Appropriate, and then a second one, and then I forget what the third one is as well. But like the three of them were on sale on Steam for like 15 quid there a while back.
So that would be interesting.
Once a Steam sale comes along, I'll probably pick that up. Have a wee taste of that.
We donned around Chernobyl.
Yeah. I love Chernobyl and everything.
I'm read up on it myself.
I actually.
I'm not long back from it, actually.
It's a little bit off topic, but have you seen the. Do you ever watch River Monsters? Jeremy Wade. Okay, so this guy goes and catches like pretty much monsters of rivers all around the world. Got permission to go into Chernobyl and fish in the lakes right beside one of the reactors. Caught a mutated catfish.
Class.
Doesn't know how it survived or what it is surviving on, but there are mutated catfish living in Chernobyl. They have like extra
17 eyes.
Not like that, but mutated in the way that
like their genes are mutated.
Yeah. And they've adapted to live in the poisoned waters of Chernobyl. Just thought that was kind of fun.
There'd probably be more than that, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
If he dug a bit deeper.
Have you ever seen the film Chernobyl Diaries?
I enjoyed it.
I love it.
For such a cheap budget film.
I think it's brilliant.
It was class just to see the sort of set and how well they'd done that.
Very good. Reminded me an awful lot of Call of Duty as well.
Yeah.
When they go into Chernobyl.
Fucking the end gets jumpy.
Action horror.
Sounds like a horror.
Yeah, it is.
The end gets a bit jumpy, doesn't it?
Yeah, again, like the last like 20, 30 minutes is very, very like, you know, real tense.
Intense.
Yeah.
Cool.
Me and you should watch it. It's like something that would remind me of, remember the time we watched The Hills of Eyes and we were just rooting for that guy the whole way through it? Yeah. It's like that. You're kind of like, go, you know.
Oh, were they in the QR?
That's terrifying.
The light
starts down. Yeah, that's terrifying. Very good. Yeah, good movie. Watch Chernobyl Diaries. sorry. I kind of stole your news thunder.
I think we're moving on, aren't we? We're moving on to the...
Well, yeah, if you want to lead in with your piece of news...
Topic. Well, I got kind of two pieces of COD related news.
Okay, so we'll hit the main topic. Our main topic this week then is just all things Call of Duty, based on the fact that the new one has been announced. Mm-hmm. We've all seen the trailers. If you haven't, link in our description. There's no relation to the video anywhere at all, but you can go find it somewhere
Google
else.
Your friend.
It's on our Facebook page.
It's on our Facebook page.
Official trailer.
Yeah, and if you're watching this on YouTube, just like keep us open and go and watch it as well, so you can listen.
And when you're on the Facebook page. Like
when you're
like that
when you're on our Facebook or on the Facebook
like when the you're Facebook. On the Facebook like.
Yeah, when you're on the YouTube as well, hit that subscribe for that I forget now, what is it, that player mode game. It's a great player mode game.
Oh Jesus. Well listen boys,
okay,
we got some news about the Call of Duty.
Okay, you hit us with that news.
So I'll start off with the new game. I'm talking about Remastered Call of Duty, the one that came out with Infinite Warfare that was like bundled with it.
Yeah.
There is a leak on Gamefly, which is like a game rental service. Yeah. Like Love Film, except it sends you games instead of DVDs.
Okay.
which suggests that it's going to release separately from the Infinite Warfare in July of this year.
So we're going to see it on disc.
On disc.
Maybe is what you're saying.
Yeah, it sounds on PS4 and Xbox One though only.
I will take that.
PS4 and Xbox One only.
For the fact that I was a big fan of the campaign.
Yeah,
in,
they're not doing it on PC.
You're gonna pick up a PS4 during the summer,
right? Yeah, probably.
You should, and then we could do a LAN party.
I'm not gonna be picking up this on PS4.
Oh, you are?
No, I'm gonna get the PS4 exclusives on PS4.
Well, then I'll bet for you for your birthday.
Or we could just play original. We're the co-op bros after all. We should probably just play the original.
Yeah. About that.
I like new things. Shiny.
Okay, so that's kind of exciting. That's very exciting.
That's good. I mean, like, because we were saying that, like,
I was
podcast, we're giving out about that. So.
I didn't want to go out and buy Infinite Warfare for that.
No, because I
didn't. No, exactly. No heed to buy.
I did. Paid quite a lot of money for it, too.
Worth it?
No. But, like,
it says
on what I got, June 20th for the PS4, July 20th for Xbox.
Yeah, see, no, yeah. It's coming 30 days earlier to PS4. What am I going to do?
Superior console.
This is a remastered, so
yeah.
We've got a lot more news about the new game, World War Dos.
Duh.
You go Dos?
No.
I went
Duh.
Dos, yeah.
I was going to go...
You're a fucking Dos.
Duh. A
Duh.
Duh.
Dos.
Two.
Egypt.
Second.
Bollocks. What?
Okay, so what have you got?
Right, we just got like a lot more details about
it. I have some interesting news about it as well.
Yeah. Kick us off, Chris.
I kind of want to kick us off. I kind of don't want to kick us off because I kind of
kick us off here.
Okay, you kick us off. Yeah. Hopefully, you don't touch on the point that I have.
I'm going to have a champion here.
I can't want to. I mean,
okay.
You can just not.
Let me think. I can talk about the multiplayer.
If you could just not.
Gosh.
Zombies. Go with it.
There's zombies?
If you could just
come
not.
Again.
No, okay, I'll tell you what I have. Okay.
No, go ahead. Honestly, it's fine.
So the missions, obviously...
It's good.
...is what I have to put up with. The missions will span from D-Day, Beach Landing, to the Battle of the Bulge.
Word for word.
Oh! And it will follow Private Daniels.
Red Daniels.
Red Daniels.
Get it right.
The part of the U.S. 1st Infantry Division. But... This is the interesting news I found as well. This is the first time the Call of Duty are doing this as well. There's also a mission which will put you in the shoes of a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fighting in the French Resistance.
Resistance.
The solo campaign will also contain plenty of other characters too. So I think what we're going to see is what we talked about before, where we said, are we going to see like just a single kind of narrative to the game? Is that what you call it?
Yeah. It's like a one-person.
Or are we going to have like a load of different like little link-ups? I think we're going to have that. I also think it's going to be very similar to Battlefield 1, the way that both the campaign and multiplayer works. But we'll get to that. What do you have?
I'm going to touch more on the campaign as well. You said that it sounds like we're going to get multiple perspectives, but what I've read is saying like you're mainly going to play as that one soldier, Red Daniels.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, I think they're going to give us glimpses of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty interesting that you're going to play as a woman, like, because like, that's kind of like a role in like particularly war that's just like ignored almost exclusively. It's always like, you know, badass soldiers, man.
I think it could be an add-on, the woman's storyline.
Like, think so, yeah.
No, I think it'll be in there. I think it'll just be like...
I don't know. You know what they're like.
Because, no, this is kind of touching on what I'm going to say here. It's like, they're not going for like a traditional like war story where it's like, you know, a band of brothers, you're just going to go in and kick ass, like, and, you know...
Yeah, they're going in to kind of give you exactly what happened. They're going to be very historical
it's a hellish experience. Like,
yeah,
what I've read here, it says you're not going to be playing as a super soldier or anything close to it. You're going to be like an inexperienced, like young,
private,
very like Battlefield. Yeah,
so you're going to be going in there like not knowing what you're doing. You're going to feel outmanned, outgunned, and like you're going to suffer and stuff. I think it's not going to be like, you know, like Modern Warfare. Generally, you're just like badass.
Badass, yeah. You're like, always going to win, kind of thing.
So do you think they might like you might have to build yourself up, get better as you progress?
I'm not sure. I think it's going to be more narrative driven than that. So it's kind of just be like, this was what it was like. You know, there was men who had 6 months training, sent out, and like struggled like fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of them did make it. Like, so I think that's good as well.
The writer I've read said,
think Platoon. You know, like the Vietnam film. Yeah. Platoon. So kind of like, you know, war is hell. Like,
yep.
It's a fucking shit show. I think that's good though, because like, It's not good to be playing games and be going like, Jesus is more class, like, you can do all this.
Jesus is more classy. Eh?
That's what it's like.
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
And, like, this is going to be like, and kind of like what Battlefield 1 was like, it's like, a lot of people dead, man.
Yeah, it's kind of less commercialized, more just like a historical, factual. Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be like an action film take on that.
Have you played Battlefield, no?
I played, yeah, bits and
pieces. It was kind of like that in Battlefield, where as well, they did the thing at the start of Battlefield where it kind of caught me off guard. You play, I'm not sure the exact mission, and like each character that you're playing just dies.
Yeah. At the very start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it like throws you between like five or six different characters and you're thinking, okay, maybe if I hold out, I'll get through this. Your character just inevitably dies somehow anyway.
Because that's what happened.
Yeah. They were just, it was just mass slaughter. I think this one's going to be very, especially that D-Day launch.
I know, yeah.
Like that's on Normandy. I think if they do that well, I think this is going to look fantastic. Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Getting off really those boats. Yeah. Oh.
And like, what I've read is said as well, that it's going to be like a lot more, kind of like Save a Private Ryan.
I was going to say it'll be very.
But like more like based on like what this one person experienced running up like. It was so good. Yeah. But like imagine just you.
Just
on
one
your
person.
Own,
like, yeah.
Medal of Honor.
Yeah. Medal of Honor is right.
The original?
Frontline. Was it Frontline? Yeah. I can
you,
see.
You come on the boat.
Yeah. I can see not a shot or a scene or whatever, but our character is going to be in the water. You know, he's going to go over the side of the boat, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to see bullets. Under the water. Yeah, we're going to see a couple of guys dying in the water and blood and shit like that.
I think we'll see like a lot of this, like set pieces like
that. Yeah.
Like,
be very good. And
you'll see a lot of people stand beside you getting done.
It was something I always remembered from like, from Saving Private Ryan, kind of like, you know, it was showing like, in the water, you could kind of hear, but it was muffled. Yeah. And then you come out of the water, and it's deafening, and we'll go back under. I think we're going to get a lot of that.
I think so, and like fucking bombs going off.
I think the sound for this game could be really cool as well.
That's what I've read, is that it's on point with the sound.
Oh, yes.
Especially the guns.
Yeah.
They were talking about the M16 carbine. Is it the M16? No, it was the iconic old gun. I get it. I'll find it. It's going to be...
The bar?
The bar?
B-A-R?
No. No, it's like... Oh, when you hear it, you'll be like, oh my god. Obviously.
The M4A1?
No,
that's like the new
modern,
one.
Modern things.
I don't know guns. M14.
It's like the Enfield or something like that.
So
it's not the Enfield. The M1 Garand.
Oh, yes, the Garand. Yes.
It. They were talking about it and how it has that ping whenever you shoot, like, you know, boom, like, of the bullet leaving the cartridge. Like,
yeah.
They say the sound of the guns and of, like, just all that is really, really well done.
That's a huge part of it, actually.
Isn't
it? Like,
I always remember playing Halo 4, I think it was, which, like, really just, like, took all the noise, all the sounds and stuff and revamped it. And I was like, fuck, that makes a difference.
Does it, yeah?
Massive difference.
I didn't play too much of Halo 4. I didn't like it.
No?
No.
I really like Halo 4.
No.
For the multiplayer.
So, hopefully we do see awesome sound out of it.
Have you seen the trailer now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yourself?
Yeah.
The visuals are fucking
very good.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I still think we're going to see a D-Day trailer at E3. Or D-Day demo at
E3. It's definitely going to be the strongest hand, I think.
It's said here, guys, that like the big thing that they were kind of launching with beforehand was Call of Duty was going back to its roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think... what do you think that means kind of in terms like what do you expect from the campaign going back to its roots, or do you think it just means like it's multiplayer is going back to its roots, or do you
think it means
as a whole overall?
Yeah,
I think it means the campaign isn't going to be some sort of like set piece extravaganza.
Yeah,
you just move on to the next one, it's going to be like a game where there's a story of a soldier who has to do stuff to survive.
Yeah,
and it's going to be set, you know, in the backdrop of like this massive war, like it's going to have a lot of poignancy, I think. It's going to have,
and you're not going to have someone in an actual suit coming fucking flying past.
I also think,
jetpack coming.
I think, and I hope I'm wrong as well, but I think we're going to see a campaign length similar to that of Battlefield, and that it's going to be quite short, but then you're also going to have this co-op campaign separate to it.
Oh, yeah. Pretty cool, actually.
But I hope I'm wrong. I hope that it's a decent length campaign.
I would like to see like a 12 or 15 hour campaign.
Yeah.
Like a Gears length campaign.
That'd be great. It's just I just can't see it from Call of Duty. Yeah, I can see this being around 8 to 10.
Although, have you played? Did you play? You played Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
Did you do the campaign? No.
Yeah, I played Advanced Warfare.
What was it like? Because I heard this campaign was pretty.
It was long.
Decent.
Yeah. It was quite long.
So they might give.
Wait,
it.
Advanced Warfare was Kevin Spacey one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite long. Yeah.
Well, this is the same group, so
it was about 14 hours, I think.
So maybe they will give us a good push for the campaign. Like, I'm hoping they will.
Yeah. Oh, so do I. But then they do have the separate co-op campaign as well, which is very much forward to looking to. Sure.
Look, living up to. No.
Yeah. Living down to.
Down living.
We're down and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no getting back from this one, Dave.
did you read this about how they're doing health and all?
Yeah. That it's not regenerating.
It doesn't regenerate.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
So once you're kind of shot, you're shot.
Your health is down to like you get like a medic or something.
Yeah. I suppose that's keeping it true to the you're real, you're here sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean like even from the Call of Duty 2, I think it was regenerating health.
I think I would have liked regenerating health, but you could have had like say on like veteran mode or something.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll have an option.
Or like realistic mode or something.
I think so,
yeah.
Maybe,
like, that had like realistic mode and like, you know, like one bullet kind of kills, depends on where you hit it. And
you have two, you'll have far too many complaints about that if you leave it at that.
You have, I think, offer realistic mode, but like make it so like it's only if you really want to do it.
Yeah,
most people like a game, not like a simulator.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I wonder what this means for multiplayer if there's no regenerating health.
I think it's going to be very... No, I think it will in multiplayer. I think it's going to be very, like... It's going to do two things. It's going to be very, like, Battlefield in that it will regenerate, or you will find... It'd be more arcadey, and you kind of find, like, health packs and shit laying about.
Or they might just do it in certain missions.
Maybe.
You know, if... Like, it could be one of your first tasks is when coming off the boat onto the beach.
Find survive. A medic, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or survive, right. Yeah.
You know?
From the multiplayer, I've heard that... it will be quite Battlefield-esque in that players will choose from certain divisions. So it'll be like, you know, you either have like your assault division, your medic, your support, or like your scout or whatever.
And that
possibly, you know, you'll have perks in those divisions based on your rank. So say like you are like a scout, like level like one, you may just have like your bare bones, like your right. What was that?
My phone.
You might just have like your, you know, your sniper rifle, maybe your sidearm or something. Whereas if you're like level 5, you might have, I don't know, like a claymore or something with you.
A
couple extra perks, you know, hold your breath longer, something like that. You know, I can see it being like that. I hope that it's not all on that, that is maybe just a mode and that we get more of like the...
Nice. I'll be back.
I hope that we kind of get more of the old Call of Duty and that you have not set loadouts, but... Like Modern Warfare 2, where you could literally have your weapon, and it felt like it was incredibly customized.
Yeah.
You know, after like 10 kills, you unlock this skin. After like 20 kills, you unlock like this scope.
You had to do certain things in order to get it.
Exactly, yeah. Different little challenges and perks. That was the best.
It was the best.
To me, it was the absolute pinnacle of multiplayer was Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. Now, 1 was great because it kind of, you know, started it and defined it, and then you just had like your set loadouts and you customized perks and stuff, but no. I hope that this does this and we don't get that it's just not all, because I liked it in Battlefield. I just thought it was very hard. Like, you've seen us playing Battlefield to, like, you know, get your war bonds or whatever that unlocks.
They may
do it well.
Did you read this thing about war mode?
Yes.
Multiplayer mode, which is kind
of
like...
A couple of modes I've read about.
Objective-based or something?
Objective-based is the war mode one, yeah. And then they have another two mode ones, one of which is... Sorry, the war mode is the objective-based one. And then they have like two others, which is like I forget, but it's done very and pretty much an exact replica of the modes that Battlefield have done, where you like capture an objective, you can win that way. I think it's called I forget. I literally read it before you guys come up. But yeah, the war mode.
The war mode's interesting because it's going to be like take down the flag in that building, and the other team defends the flag.
Yeah,
and it'll be different for another one. It'll be like, take over that outpost, and they'll defend the outpost.
Yeah,
or something like that.
All different objectives in order to win the match.
I think I don't know if this is true, but I think it's like going to be sad. Like, you know, if you're playing that.
Hang on, we're going to perform emergency repairs.
My God, this is too real.
Done it before.
Paddy just gives up.
Where did I put
there?
Okay. I'm helping. Didn't want me to go to God, though.
Let's put the mic back on it.
Again, I say Scotch tape. Electrical. We should start buying shirts and shit.
Scotch tape, Chris.
Yeah. There you go, sport.
Thanks, pal.
Okay, I'm going to go to the toilet when I'm up.
The toilet?
Christopher's gone. He's abandoned us. What are we talking about? Because it was his point. I know he's gone.
War mode.
No, we're just gonna start the camera because Christopher has to edit this. He's not gonna edit this time. Start tomorrow. No.
Okay.
We better not. What were we talking about? War mode.
War mode.
Christopher's yelling from the toilet. He's got very aggressive.
I don't know how I have all this weight in me, you know.
Shut up, Chris, you dick.
What?
Jesus Christ. He actually is so angry whenever he's like not on camera. He's such a different person.
He is.
Complete different persona.
Yeah.
Wise up, hey. We're already fucking joking.
He is such a angry beast. We see, and he's going to be all nice when he gets back. Yeah. Right? Ridiculous.
So warm, guys. What are we talking about?
You're a douche, man.
Okay, yeah.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. Ashley bought me that. That's Kirby.
What the fuck was that?
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I like your shirt.
I got a couple of really cool right? shirts. You're going to see
me. I like your shirt.
This is from Ronnie, yeah.
I like your shirt. Thank you. Yeah. You're going to see a lot more cool shirts coming.
Oh, yeah?
Especially a really out there one coming very soon. Got to be brave to wear this.
Is it pink?
Mm-mm.
You have to be brave to wear pink.
No, I can wear pink. War mode.
Oh, me and Paddy talked about it.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm going to ask you, what do you expect? Actually, we'll go with this first of all. Laptop went off. What do you expect the faults to be with the game, first of all? Faults and strengths with the game. What are we expecting? I think strengths, I think multiplayer, obviously, because it's a Call of Duty game.
Well,
multiplayer would be
that's
good.
Not a given, though, because I mean...
Well, that's true, but it always... Call of Duty sells for multiplayer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think they're going to sell... Though. Yeah. The fact that
it's what they're going to avoid is the main thing there.
Yeah, if they avoid the shit.
If they're going to make overpowered weapons that you can bag in this year, pointless.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin the game straight off the bat.
Big fucking ray gun. the beaches of North. Zap. Zap. I expect a major strength to be just, you know, the fact that this is such a historical game.
Yeah.
And that if they do the big set pieces and the key points, like the taking of Normandy, the Battle of the Bulge, I don't know, the storming of the Reichstag, is that what it's called? Remember in, you know, you sure, storm Matt. And you play as Soviets and you take down, you know, the German flag is it in Berlin or in Russia? In Moscow maybe? Reichstag. It's where World at War ends.
Parliament. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you remember you storm the steps and there's all Germans?
Have we done this before?
World at War is like one of the hardest missions in it, right? It's the last mission.
I haven't played all of World at War.
But I think you've seen this. You did history.
No, yeah, but it's not the most historical game.
And then you like tear down the flag and you're like crawling up the steps because you're like, and then you like plant like the Russian flag.
That's not spoiler alert. Dude. Yeah, the Reichstag is in Berlin, sure.
Call yeah, well, when that's the Soviets storm right? that, yeah.
And
take over. Yeah. Well, hopefully they do that. Hopefully they take the good pieces of World at War, World War II,
yeah,
and do it. Do you think we're going to see many vehicle missions? Tanks?
Know.
I think we're going to see a lot of tanks.
There was mention of tanks in the article I read.
Tanks were a big thing in World War II.
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think they're going to allow you to drive them?
Yep.
Yep.
You do?
If they're going to include them, they're going to let you drive them.
Yeah. I think so. Panzer Shrek.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of that. You know?
I don't know if I'd like that in Call of Duty.
We seen it. World at War had that. We did a mission. We had to drive through the countryside.
Long before
in a tank.
My day, Chris.
Before yeah, your day, but during my day. Okay.
The older games, they only do it, though.
Yeah, no. I think that's going to be a strength as well. Just
I don't know. I'm not a massive fan of vehicular missions.
Neither am I. But if they do it just well, and they do like historic points they got well, I think it's going to be
did they allow you in tanks and shit on the multiplayer?
Nope.
Ah, that'll be okay then.
No, just in the
actual
campaign.
Oh, yeah, in the actual game. Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. That'll be good.
I think you're right. I think the story is going to be a strong point. I think they're going to treat it more grown up.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be good. Like, it's not just going to be like, you know, a game where you shoot people for fun. It's going to be
think it's going to be critically acclaimed.
Yeah? Ooh.
One of the best, like, yeah.
Yeah, for literally everything that you can do now. The visuals, the story.
Yeah.
And plus, I think because it's been so long from a Call of Duty game actually come out like this,
yeah.
You know, to steer away from the future,
yeah.
It's going to be so.
Yeah, oh my God.
I think people are
going
to give them a lot of credit for doing that as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It'll be nines and tens out of tens.
Think so?
Like, going by. I don't personally know.
Yeah.
Obviously, until I see more.
Yeah.
And obviously play it.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon any critics and all are going to really go.
I mean, most COD games won't do worse than that anyway.
Like eight is like what you're looking for there, yeah.
Well, the big question, from what we've seen and what we know, will it win any awards?
Don't know.
From what we know, it's very early days yet, obviously. I think it's got to take the pro circuit or the COD circuit. I think it's got to be, like, I don't know how to put
it's going to relaunch the series.
It's going to be brilliant for like that. I can't wait to see. Not that I'm a big fan of watching, you know, college, like pro Call of Duty or whatever, but yeah. I would definitely watch it World War II.
I assume on we're going to go to a midnight release for this thing. And play it and record it.
No.
Live.
No. Oh, no, we will, but we'll not. No. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely doing it.
What do you think price-wise?
Oh, 50. Yeah. 50.
You think it's just going to be standard?
It's going to be a standard game.
Yeah.
The brother was telling me about the special edition. He wasn't too impressed with it. You know, what was it? Was it Advanced Warfare? They actually give you a big, massive chest, and you opened it. You know, it was like a big box, metal box, like, and you opened it, and it had a load of stuff in it. Whereas this one's only giving you, like, you know, your steelbook.
Yeah, steelbook. The steelbook art looks really, really cool.
Yeah, but they're giving you a few cards inside it, and nothing really much mentioned on it.
Maybe a bit cheaper, though. Maybe they'll do like a really fucking mega big one later.
Maybe.
E3 or something, they'd announce that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Super mega Call of Duty box.
Go, try this now.
Oh, yeah, you got to try the Rossi?
Yeah.
The Doctor?
The Doctor.
Show.
The Doctor is
show
in.
The camera. Show the camera what you're drinking.
The Doctor is in.
The Doctor. Monster Energy. It's nice. It kind of has like a citrusy kind of vibe to it.
Zest.
From what I remember.
This is my jam.
Tasty, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lemonade-y kind of, yeah?
Oh, you can really taste the lemonade.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if I'm a fan of that.
Oh, it's better than the citron.
You want that, Chris?
Sure it is.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting on it now.
Yeah?
What are we talking flavor-wise? Citrus?
Very lemony.
Yeah.
Like, you can almost, it almost tastes like a real
You can almost lemon. Taste the lemon.
I wouldn't mind it. Sour?
No.
No.
Like really sweet lemonade, basically.
Because I had the citron monster. And it was disappointing as
Which
all
one
hell.
Is it?
The yellow can. The only yellow can.
I was not sure about that on first sip. This is growing on me rapidly.
Very fast, yeah. Is this going to be the new one for you?
Mm-mm.
No.
Do you know what I loved? They don't do it anymore, but Lucozade Citrus. You know the clear Lucozade?
Yeah.
You ever have it?
Yeah.
Fuck, it was lovely, that stuff.
It was good.
I've started drinking an awful lot of the Lucozade Pink, you know, the zero calorie pink lemonade. Yeah. Delicious, yeah.
Here, do you remember Mars Delight?
Of course.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
I took such a. A fucking
came like a
one.
White paper,
like yeah,
a,
like
a white kind of long, and kind of like,
and it was a wafer,
ripply, yeah. Oh yeah,
I wanted one.
Yeah,
they don't do them no more.
No, that's disappointing.
That
did
is.
You get them like on the
checked, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
As on eBay and Amazon, remember?
Yeah, I think they were just pulled.
Do you remember Echo bars?
I do remember Echo. I didn't eat them, but I remember seeing them in the shop.
They were really tasty.
Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo, yeah.
Oh, yeah, back to COD.
Yeah, back to COD.
COD?
I'm expecting big things. I think I'm going to enjoy it just for the fact that I've already said it. I'm a big fan of World War II. Mm-hmm. Big fan of history. Big fan of, like, real wars rather than, like, you know, fake shitty wars. And also, obviously, the Modern Warfare series. I was a big fan of it. But I'm very much looking forward to this. And I look forward to just hearing. Obviously, there's not a whole pile of news out at the minute. There's not even a whole pile of rumors at the minute. I think we're just going to have to wait more until E3 especially. Yeah. And we'll be able to...
Zombies is picking up.
Zombies, yeah. But again, that doesn't sell it to me at all.
A lot of people are wanting for it, though. You know, because it's been in so many now.
Yeah.
But they're saying... they discovered new clues about the game. Like, there's a specific website for... which shows an interactive teaser for zombie mode. And on, like, the zombie, the picture of the zombie that shows you on his helmet in a certain light, there's a code on the side of it, and you enter this code into another website, and it gives you sort of clues about the zombies.
I guess
it's real lockdown, but typing in those letters using the decoder on the zombie teaser website unlocks a file containing two images, which is pretty cool, like.
And those two images have more codes on them that leads you back and around, don't
they? The left image is
just
linked.
A goose chase until it actually releases.
Pretty much, but it gets hype built up. Yeah. Like else.
Oh, the left image is linked to Operation Barbarossa.
And we've discussed that.
Operation Barbarossa?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is when the Nazis invaded the Soviet Union.
There we go.
There's another. The other image it unlocks is a painting of something, Raphael, a portrait of a young man, which was lost actually during World War II. Fans who type in the letters will also receive the following message: a new horror rises.
Oh,
interesting.
Pretty cool. I love how secretive they're being about it.
It's good though.
Didn't like zombies. Never been a fan.
I didn't really like it. And then I got playing with a couple of friends and played enough. It gets pretty enjoyable actually.
Yeah.
Well, we said it's not coming on the Switch.
No.
Damn.
PS4, Xbox, PC.
The big three.
The Pro Edition Season Pass Collectible Steelbook.
Yeah, the steelbooks look great, the art.
Yeah.
also that great. Another strong point that we said, obviously, is going to be the sound.
Yes.
And sound design, because hopefully the music as well, not just like the actual.
True, yeah. That's a good
hopefully you get some real emotive shit going on in
get
there.
Hans Zimmer back.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, that's right. He's the second. Modern Warfare 2, yeah. And Lorne Balfe.
Aye.
I think that's who.
Did he work for him? Or?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that soundtrack. Very much so. I'm. What are your opinions? Like, out of 10, how excited are you for this at the minute?
I'd go a solid 7, 8.
Yeah?
I'm looking forward 6. To it.
6. I'm looking forward to it.
Join you around the 60.
But I don't think we shouldn't be giving them any benefit of the doubt. And they're saying, like, oh, this could be a really good game. It could be, and it looks good, but, like, doesn't necessarily it's going to be.
No.
I mean, they could have really good marketing teams, basically.
Yeah. The beta isn't for PC either.
No?
It's only for PS4 and Xbox.
Well, it's very early days yet. And we're going to see a lot more at E3, obviously. And we can kind of... I'd say we'll see a couple of the demos there. Probably campaign demos. And kind of just take it from there. Like we said, there's not a whole pile that we can go on at the minute. So it's just a lot of speculation and what we've just been doing here tonight, just throwing out some ideas of what... What have your favorite Call of Duties in the series been so far?
Modern Warfare 2.
Is top?
Top dog.
Well, yeah. Because I only committed Advanced Warfare, I'd go with Black Ops 3. I enjoyed it.
Is that for...
Black Ops 3.
Is that for campaign, multiplayer, both?
Campaign and multiplayer.
Yeah.
The only multiplayer I really played substantially.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would join you there.
Campaign is primarily what I'm basing this on.
I would join you there. Followed by World at War. I love World at War. It is a very, very good campaign.
So I never even played all of it.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
You can play it if you want.
If you want.
Loved it. Loved the Modern Warfare series. Modern Warfare 2, then Modern Warfare, then Modern Warfare 3. Wasn't a big fan of 3 as such.
It wasn't that great.
It had a couple of key moments, but nothing, you know.
No,
it
never matched the peaks of
Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare 2 was just terrific. Black Ops, was a fan a little bit of Black Ops, but...
I liked the first Black Ops.
I don't like it as much as people go on about it. It was okay.
I liked it for the Vietnam bits.
Yes, that's what I enjoyed it for, yeah. And Black Ops 2, didn't care for the law, bar the multiplayer. After that there, I didn't really care. I played Ghosts, and I hated it.
Ghosts, I played the first mission, and stopped.
I played the entire thing.
I'm never playing it. I'm not going
to. Left it open for Ghosts 2.
And Ghosts 2 is never happening.
Nope. So I guess they just left it open.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they thought this was going to be their new trilogy, and it was a shit game.
Yeah.
So they followed it up with a different game, which was also...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I never really played it much, but Paddy, you don't...
Just as long as there's no space, I don't... I will probably play...
I will happily play a space shooter, I didn't want it from Call of Duty.
But when they do it for like 4 consecutive years in a row, it gets pretty...
No, yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mind a space shooter if I know it's a space game.
Yeah.
Like, if I was playing Mass Effect, I would expect to shoot in space.
Exactly.
If I'm playing Call of Duty, I expect...
To be
war.
On the ground, yeah. In dirt,
yeah.
Shooting
yeah.
With old guns.
Yeah. That's our opinions on it. If you yourself listen... No, thank you. If you yourself listen to this, have any opinions that you want to share with us or want to get in touch about what you think of the new Call of Duty, which will be... Is there a release date set?
November 3rd.
November 3rd?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
I'm not great at this news,
guy. No, me either. November 3rd, so there you go. If you have anything that you want to... Talk to us about that. That is an odd shaped cookie.
Yeah.
That is a terrible shaped cookie.
First bite's going to let you down, but the second picks you back up.
Okay.
What kind of cookies are those?
Taste the difference, Belgian chocolate chip.
Mm.
What is that?
I myself would have went for the triple chocolate, you know, like the dark chocolate, the dark cookies.
Too much for me.
I like them.
Yeah, it's too much chocolate.
But there's not.
No, it is.
It's not.
You can't appreciate the chocolate chip if the cookie's made of chocolate.
It depends on the ratio of chocolate chip to cookie. And there's not enough in those. The best cookies you can get are probably KFC's cookies.
We're a gamer.
Believe it or not.
We talk lots about food.
KFC's cookies are...
Second bite is substantially better.
Isn't it?
And I guarantee when you take the next bite, it'll be even better. Because look at the amount of chips you're going to bite into.
Mm.
But it's nice. It's soft. The texture's good. It's been baked well. You know, at 180 degrees for 35 minutes.
Gas mark 7 if you're using conventional ovens.
You can taste the sugar.
Yeah.
Most other...
Can you taste the difference?
Well, well, he has nothing to compare it to.
You're gonna have to
get
me a regular one to compare it to.
Well, I'll do that someday. I'll get you the regular cookie and a taste the difference one.
And put a blindfold
and
I'll tell
you. Blindfold me.
Oh my God, that'd make a great video, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So now you know what our next video is too.
Never going to happen.
No.
No, it is. I am going to make sure it happens. For once, I'm going to make sure that something we say we do is going to happen.
Good. I am also doing, once I do the, but and this is happening, I'm doing a video this week. I'm not going to tell you what it is so far, but you will like it. But I'm going to do the another video after that to do the food. And I can't tell you what that is either. But you're going to like that one too. I'll tell you guys later.
You've been in something with suspense right now.
I know. Yeah. I'm
I was supposed to do my day in the life today and then completely forgot to start recording.
This is the hype train, boys. Climb on. No, please don't.
Get him.
No problem, Chris.
It was really good.
Is it good, James?
It is Chris? Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish the rest. Just one mouthful.
Go.
No, I'm not.
I had two tubs of Ben and Jerry's the other day as well.
How did you? I don't understand.
How did you gain this weight?
I don't know how you did that.
This is
I
his Guinness sick fucking story all over again.
No, I still maintain it was either bad fish or a dirty pint.
Or six dirty pints or eight or whatever you had that day.
I had six. You should never drink that amount of Guinness.
You shouldn't.
Not an hour, no.
Not even that for a man that doesn't drink anyway.
No.
You know?
No, yeah, that probably pushed me over the edge, but it was definitely the fish. Are you big fans of Ben and Jerry's, no?
No.
No, okay. Story over.
D is.
Yeah? Okay, I had the... Have you had the new one, the one with topped? Mm. And it gives you the top and the top? It's good.
Yeah.
We had the, and it was like a chocolate topping, and it was like swirls of salted caramel and like a caramel, I think, ice cream or vanilla ice cream with like, I think it was cookie dough and chocolate chips in it as well.
That's a lot going on.
It was good. The topping is very good, but it gets very sickening. But I didn't have it. That was a separate day. The other day I had the Caramel Sutra, which had a load of salted caramel in it, which is just always good. And then I had a tub of cookie dough.
Alongside him?
Yeah.
Nice.
I hated it.
The cookie dough was delicious.
Cookie dough was good.
I just didn't like it, mate. I'm not a big ice cream man. Anyway.
Fudge brownie's better. Caramel choo-choo is even better.
Fudge brownie's my favorite.
Yeah? The brownies are really good. Mm-hmm. But the brownies are better in if you get one called Sofa So Good. Okay? Now, that's incredible. Because you get cookie doughs and brownie pieces. But the brownie pieces are like real chewy. Mm. Oh, they're even better. Just get that. Get that. I recommend that too. Go get that. I had a lot of other shit at the weekend. Cheetos, American Cheetos.
Yes,
had those
where?
Again. At my house.
Where'd you get them?
My one's got them. Uh-huh.
Fuck me, I need them. They were so good.
I'll find them for you. It wasn't the big ones that we got. It was just the regular size
the
Cheetos.
The round ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the kind of like.
Watsity kind of. Like the big. Yeah, but we got kind of got the big Watsit ones as well. They're a bit darn thick each. No, these were just standard Watson kind of ones. Yeah, delicious as well.
Yeah.
Other than that.
We've talked more food than game.
We have talked more food than game. But we have said that we're going to try to end our podcast on a more lighter note.
Yeah.
Because we usually just kind of...
Think of a real light note.
The lightness of these cookies are incredible.
Heavy when you have your
the pastry is so light.
Well, what we could do is we could always like think of a light note, or we could just always cut the